Christ, my cunt stinks. Oh, I left the goddamn metronome on. Merry Christmas. Hang on a sec. Okay, let's see here. Let me turn off the loop-de-loop. What do you call that? Feedback. Anyway, happy Hanukkah. I mean Christmas, whatever the fuck it is. I'm glad that alienation season is mostly over, as we have passed through Thanksgiving and, what's that other crap? Oh, Christmas, which was today. Although I must say I had a wonderful day. I was invited to some very wealthy friends that live on the Gold Coast and had a very wonderful affair in a beautiful apartment building that houses some very wealthy people that never really had to work, and many that did. And I ate plenty of turkey, plenty of ham, no, not ham, beans, sausage. I had sausage. Now, there was a woman at the party, and she was a vegetarian, lacto-ovo, so she would not eat the turkey, and she wouldn't eat the vegetarian dressing. There were two types of dressing. One was had the sausage in it, and the other one had the... I'm sorry, I always talk about food. I just like food. Excuse me for living. The other one had was plain. So the problem was that the plain dressing that did not have that was vegetarian, at least vegetarian enough for a lacto ovo, was still inside the turkey, and the woman wouldn't eat it because it had turkey juice on it. She said she doesn't eat anything with the face, sternfully. And she has 17 cats and 5 dogs in her house. So that's great, and I'm going to visit her because Gussie wants a dog, and she might have this little mean, she has a mean little chihuahua and some sort of a Lhasa Apso mix. And I'm thinking the dog might be mean enough to bite Gussie. Not that that's nice. But Gussie needs a bite every now and then. And so we're going to take a look. I'm going to call this lady up with the cats and see how that goes. There was somebody else at the party who was there last year. Now, this is my second Christmas dinner in my life, I have to tell you, because you know that I'm Jewish. And this was my second Christmas dinner, same people's house, and another nice woman that was there was also there last year, and she, last year, showed me the scar under her breasts from the gastric bypass, which evidently didn't work because she had to go and have the screw turned up. You know, it was one of these, it wasn't the major gastric bypass, it was the minor one with the gastric band. And so she had the gastric band so she could release it, and I think maybe it wasn't tight enough. But that's another story. I don't want to say anything negative on Christmas. So what else? Well, we had that nice pumpkin bread with Pat yesterday. What else? I don't like people that, well, never mind. I'm not going to say negative things. So that pretty much limits me to talking about nothing. Let's see. What can I say that's nice? Well, no. I can't even talk about kettle corn because I'm out of kettle corn. My cunt stinks. Well, that's not part. Well, there's the LunaFest bag that Pat gave me, but I believe I mentioned that. All right. We won't talk about anything nice. There's this Rumsfeld business, which I don't know if I've talked about this asshole or not. I mean, it's so incredibly obvious, but what I found very disturbing was the fact that he said something to the effect of, and I'm definitely not quoting, but he said something to the effect of, "How could you think I don't have feelings? You hurt my feelings." And once again, we proved that he has no grasp of reality. And then I was reading some articles on the internet that were basically saying that, you know, it showed how that these, the Cheney, the Rumsfeld, the Wolfowitz, or whatever his name is, Goebbels, I don't know what his name is, but they were all in cahoots with Ford, because Ford let him in. Pat was talking about this yesterday on the podcast, but you probably all went to sleep. But so they were all, so they were in cahoots. And basically, this isn't the first time that this same group of guys lied about WMDs. They did the same thing with the Cold War. They said that the Soviets were doing this and this and creating sonar in submarines that didn't use sound waves. Go figure that. So they, and there's actually evidence that that there was no evidence. So they, all these, Rumsfeld and his boys made all these claims that the Russians are doing this. In other words, they accelerated the Cold War and made it seem like the Russians have this. So all this WMD crap that's going on, that went on with Iraq, it all happened before in the Cold War. The difference is that it wasn't the, while it was proved, nobody cared because the Soviet Union was over. And we didn't go in and invade them directly one day like we did with... I don't even want to talk about this anymore. This is just getting redundant at this point. Let's see. And I don't want to talk about that because I don't want to talk about anything that's nobody's business. There was something about Gussie I wanted to talk about. Oh, yes, Gussie is doing much better. She is feeling herself again. I think she had a relapse from the Alzheimer's. A relapse away from, what do you call that, a remission, Alzheimer remissions. We're getting some stem cells for her, and this isn't easy. It's black market stem cell. We had to have some fetuses, we had to perform some abortions on the streets of San Juan, Puerto Rico, in order to get Gussie some stem cells. And it was a little brutal, but, you know, these women wanted abortions anyway. Somebody had to do it. And I just happened to have gone shopping at the San Juan Barney's, and I had some hangers because, you know, I don't like to let them stay in the dressing room. And, you know, when they wrap your clothes and box it, they want to keep the hangers. Well, I figure I'm spending $250 on a goddamn dress. I should at least keep the wire hanger. So I use these hangers to give abortions, and now I have the stem cells for Gussie. So we're hoping for a breakthrough with the Alzheimer's, and I hope you pray for her in whatever language you do, pray. Let's see, I'd really like to talk about, the record labels. You know I'm a rock band manager for the girl band, Girl spelled G-R-R-L, Goddess Riot Youth, so I know a thing or two about music. But let me tell you, I'm with one of the smaller labels, not one of the big five. And these stupid motherfuckers running these big labels, and it's the same people, same idea with the people running the MPAA. These people don't know what the fuck they're doing. Because here we have this crazy, this surge in listening to music like I don't ever remember. Because now everybody's got these fucking iPods with gigabytes bytes all over the place. And I don't know what the numbers are, I would just guess, but people are probably listening to 10 times the amount of music they were before or something. And now you got all these podcasts. You've got so much. You've got this, all these artists, I would imagine about the same number of artists we've always had, with all of a sudden the market has probably at least quadrupled. Yet basically these record labels refuse to understand the technology. And they want to limit themselves. They want to limit all their artists under their protection so that they can't go out all, after all these new this new business. So they want to keep, if you have 10 gigabytes full of iPod space, do you think people are going to go out and spend money to fill that up? That would cost a year's salary. Nobody's going to fucking do that. So they're going to fill it up with something. And you know what they're going to fill it up with? They're going to fill it up with whatever they can that they like. And that's going to be all these independent musicians that, guess what, aren't under these big labels. So all I can say is go right ahead with your bad, bloated selves because you're just going to fall. It's obvious that this is not going to work for you, major record companies. So the little guys are going to win, and you guys are a bunch of stupid assholes. And frankly, I could care less if I can't listen to Britney Spears. However, what does bother me are the nice opera albums that you have in your collections, and then the classic music that's good that's under your collections. But you know what? I can just play it anyway. Fuck you. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who really cares? Who's going to sue a Jewish lesbian? You know, and I don't talk. You know, I never get around to playing music anyway because I like talking to myself so much. And I'm getting a little antsy because I haven't had a performance since December 1st. And I need to have a live performance somewhere. So please, somebody book me. All you got to do is pay for my travel. I'm easy. You know what I'm saying? I need to go someplace nice, though. Not some goddamn winter shit. Someplace in the Southern Hemisphere would be wonderful. Hint, hint. And, you know, we've had Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I'm thinking Madge, Lesbian of the Desert. I don't know what she would do there, but getting eaten out would probably be the main thing. Not porno. We're talking innuendo here. Innuendo. Anyway, it's late. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Christmas is over. Tomorrow I have to go get some sort of display because I don't have anything that can plug into the VGA. I need a VGA monitor because I haven't had one for over a year. I got this shit I got to hook up. I need to eat, but I have no food in the house because I didn't know it would snow. It's still snowing, frankly. As a matter of fact, not frankly. Frankly, what the hell does that mean? Frankly. I'm so bloated. I guess I'll watch some good lesbian pornography and shove a big dildo in my cunt after I grease it up. I think that's what I'd like to do on this Christmas, as I ponder the true meaning of it all. This is Madge Weinstein for Yeast Radio saying, have a pleasant tomorrow.